Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
Oh, I bet amazing why.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Diana Furchgott-Roth back on the show. Diana's been a member of our Brain Trust now for coming up on 6 years. She is a former chief economist for the U.S. Labor Department. Serving three presidents, and she's now the director of economics21.org, which is an outstanding website I encourage you to check out, which is part of the Manhattan Institute's organization, where she's also a senior fellow. She's the author of a number of books, including Regulating to Disaster, Women's Figures, and Disinherited. She's our good friend, Diana Furchgott-Roth. Welcome back to the show.
It's great to be with you.
Good to have you back, Diana. So a number of years ago, and I'm talking four or five years ago at least, I was talking to another great economist, Bill Dunkelberg, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg,
yes.
Chief economist for, you know Bill well, chief yes, economist for the NFIB. He's been with me for 18 years now. His index, his small business index, is the gold standard for small business. And he reported on my show for the first time that there were as many as almost 4 million jobs going unfilled. People who had jobs, good paying jobs, but they couldn't find qualified prospects. That was 4 or 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago. We still have those jobs out there, only there's bad news. The numbers have gone up, haven't they?
There are now 6 million jobs, 6 million unfilled vacancies, and the unemployment rate has declined to 4.3%.
Wow. So, now see, I will say that's a good point, the last one you made there. Folks, when Bill made that first report on my show, unemployment rate was close to 10%. Now unemployment's come down, And the unfilled jobs numbers going up. What's wrong with that picture, Diana?
Well, also the labor force participation rate has declined. I'm not sure the year he made that prediction.
It was only about 62. It was a record at that time.
Right, exactly.
Since the
70s. Now the labor force participation rate is much lower.
It's worse now than it was then.
Yes, exactly. So we have people who've decided they don't need to work or they don't want to work. Now, it's pretty good if you don't need to work, if you save and you can take early retirement.
Right.
But if you're on government benefits and you decide you don't really want to work because the government benefits give you all you need, then maybe there's something a little wrong with that picture and we should go back to previous eligibility levels of 2008.
Well, that's the other side of this thing, isn't it? Because, and that's the influence of the Obama era of proliferation of welfare.
Right, exactly.
Tell us about that. Give us the report on that.
Well, Professor Casey Mulligan of the University of Chicago has calculated that at least some share of the declining labor force participation rate is because of increases in welfare payments, such as food stamps. At that time, he calculated unemployment insurance and Obamacare. And what that does is it makes it possible for some people not to work, and then they don't work.
Well, I mean, it's the numbers are astonishing. I mean, I've seen some of them before, but the ones in a recent report that you put out, quoting that report, are amazing. I mean, and I remember back during the Obama administration, people telling me how easy it was to get on welfare.
Well, it's still easy. There's about 42 million people on food stamps. It was 47. Now it's 42 million people on food stamps. And the economy is doing as well as it ever has. We've created a million jobs over the past 6 months. The stock market has hit 34 new record highs. We're doing really great, but there are still those people on food stamps. And why is that? The eligibility has been expanded, and it's good for states if people are on food stamps because that's more money coming from Washington.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we need to change that so that these governors get a pot of money and they can allocate it to their own residents.
But the United States cannot remain competitive if we've got if the reason why we don't have qualified workers, or one of the reasons we don't have qualified workers for these 6 million jobs, is because people are more compelled to stay on welfare.
Yeah, well, it's not all the 6 million, but it could be some of the 6 million.
Yeah, yeah.
We always, I should say that we always want to have some job vacancies because we have a certain amount of turnover, and people cannot fill the job right away.
Right.
They need to have time to look around. So there are always some job vacancies.
Hold on to that thought, folks. I'm going to get Diana to offer some suggestions on how we can get ourselves out of this mess after this break. It's 2012. Diana Furtscott Roth is our guest. Her website is economics21.org. Check it out. You'll thank me later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.